morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network, checking agricultural news up next.
Hi, friends. Harry Birdwell for the State School Land Commission. Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sports and recreational use. This year, more than 540 tracts in 36 Oklahoma counties will be offered for lease. On Monday, October 23rd at 10 o'clock, we'll be in Burns Flat at the Western Technology Center, where 57 tracts in Caddo, Ouachita, Kiowa, Harmon, Roger Mills, and Beckham counties will be leased. Go to clo.ok.gov, that is clo.ok.gov, for 2017 annual lease auction information, or you can call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
The Trump administration is withdrawing a pending livestock regulation left over from the Obama administration's Department of Agriculture, the so-called GPSA rules that have divided the ag community by making it easier for producers to sue packers over alleged unfair practices. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue's decision not to finalize the interim Farmer Fair Practices rule, written last year by the Grain Inspection, Packers, and Stockyards Administration, drew immediate fire from Iowa Republicans Senator Chuck Grassley. Listen,
I've got violent opposition to what they're doing.
Grassley charges that big packers are taking advantage of independent hog producers through predatory practices. And in an unusual tirade against USDA and the Trump administration, he vowed to protest to USDA.
They're just pandering to big corporations. They aren't interested in the family farmer. And the USDA is the U.S. Department of Agriculture, not the U.S. Department of big business, big agribusiness.
And if that wasn't enough,
you know, everybody thinks draining the swamps are firing a whole bunch of congressmen and a whole bunch of bureaucrats. It's changing the culture of the bureaucracy.
But Grassley's wrath seems unlikely to sway Secretary Perdue, who commented from Spain during a European Union trade visit, sided with industry arguments that more regulation is not the answer.
These are moral actions that I don't know that believe that regulations and litigation actually solve. In fact, I believe that it had the potential for harming the very people that it was intended to protect, and I think in a very unwise way.
Perdue echoed arguments by the pork and cattle industries that the rule first mandated by Congress in the 2008 Farm Bill, but not funded for years, would mean easier to bring lawsuits, more packers growing their own livestock, and higher consumer prices. The American Farm Bureau Federation said that the rule as written was flawed and could lead to less competition. However, the National Farmers Union and others saw the rule as key to leveling the playing field between packers and independent producers. Wrapping up our time today, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt is touting a directive he signed this week to end the EPA's so-called sue and settle strategy, a practice agriculture groups opposed. Pruitt issued an agency-wide directive on Monday to end the practice, a move he says means the days of regulation through litigation are over. Pruitt said the agency would no longer go behind closed doors and use consent decrees and settlement agreements to resolve lawsuits filed against the agency by special interest groups. Pruitt announced his intention to end sue and settle in March of this year. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce describes the sue and settle practice as when a federal agency agrees to a settlement agreement in a lawsuit from special interest groups to create priorities and rules outside of the normal rulemaking process. You got farm news on Ron.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.